WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of a new album from clarinetist and composer John Carter, Dance of the Love Ghosts. It's the third in Carter's series of five suites titled Roots and Folklore.
John Carter has no serious competition as the leading clarinetist in jazz. He's also emerging as a composer of great stature. Dance of the Love Ghosts, Carter's latest album on Gramavision Records, features both an unusual instrumentation and an intriguing personnel. Along with Carter and trumpeter Bobby Bradford, Carter's longtime associate, the personnel includes bass clarinetist Marty Ehrlich, violinist Terry Janor, bassist Fred Hopkins, drummer Andrew Surreal, and two musicians one might not expect to chance upon in such a cerebral context, the former Count Basie trombonist Benny Powell, and former Mothers of Invention keyboard player Don Preston. Preston's synthesizer washes bless this album with even more orchestral sweep than its two predecessors. Preston's electronics represent a significant departure for Carter. Dance of the Love Ghosts also marks Carter's first experiments with African percussion, lyrics, and spoken text, all of which he uses in a spare but imaginative manner. It's a difficult album to excerpt because each of its five tracks is so structurally sound from beginning to end, and because the recurrence of certain key themes gives it the integrity of a seamless extended work. But I want you to listen to some of Dance of the Love Ghosts in hope of persuading you to hear it in its entirety. We'll hear the beginning of a track called Journey. This is John Carter's attempt to evoke what is sometimes called the Middle Passage, the journey from Africa to America aboard slave ships. The featured soloist is trombonist Benny Powell, who uses the entire range of his horn and acquits himself admirably in an unfamiliar setting. But Powell isn't the whole show here. There are other things to listen for, including Fred Hopkins's hypnotic bass ostinato and Andrew Surreal's sensitive cymbal splashes. There are also examples of John Carter's ingenuity as a composer. 2.5 minutes into the piece, you'll hear the main theme, a repetitious siren-like phrase that the reeds introduce in counterpoint to the bass. This phrase is the album's unifying thread. Thank you. Journey from John Carter's Dance of the Love Ghosts, a remarkable album on many levels, the most stimulating of which is Carter's use of compositional strategies associated with European classical music to tell the story of the African diaspora. In that sense, it's melting pot music, like all great jazz, from ragtime on. But it's also the kind of music that sounds nothing like jazz to some listeners. Older bop or swing fans might denounce it as noise, whereas younger fans whose first exposure to jazz came during the frenetic, solo-oriented 60s are likely to denounce it as too European because of its emphasis on composition. It goes to show that the word jazz has outlived its usefulness. We need another term, and new music simply won't do, because the classical music avant-garde has already stretched it to the breaking point. Maybe the best thing to call Dance of the Love Ghosts is modern American music and let it go at that. But whatever one chooses to call it, it's electrifying.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed John Carter's new album, Dance of the Love Ghosts.